The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about this idea of practice. That is, you know, we call this like loving kindness practice. So what is that? Or this, maybe it's born out of, today I learned that the Tibetan word for practice, I don't remember what it was in Tibetan, but it could be translated literally as getting familiar. And I love this idea of getting familiar. It's kind of what practice is. So we might think of loving kindness practice, metta practice, as it's getting familiar with that part of us that is naturally caring, that is naturally warm and kind of open and spacious, instead of this idea that, you know, we have to be creating something. We're just getting familiar with something that's already there, a capacity we already have, a quality we already have. And then how do we get familiar? Maybe it's how it feels in the body. Sometimes there might be a sense of ease or some openness or spaciousness. And I put my hand on my chest, my heart center here, because often it's felt there. Also, how it feels in the mind. Are the thoughts going round and round really quickly? Or is there a settling that's happening, maybe a certain type of serenity or tranquility that's arising? And then, so getting familiar with this experience of loving kindness, but also we can get familiar with how it feels to apply loving kindness to others and to ourselves. Is there a difference? Is that something that we might be able to learn from? Is this idea that loving kindness for others might be simple and for us, ourselves, might be a little bit more difficult? Or for loving kindness for ourselves might be simple and for others it might be a little bit more difficult. So getting familiar with how it feels to do loving kindness in a number of different situations. And one thing that, what does this mean to get familiar? When things are familiar, sometimes we might say, oh, they're just common, it's ordinary, they're just plain. Wouldn't it be wonderful if loving kindness was common, ordinary, plain, you know, that we could see it and experience it everywhere, all the time? So I kind of like this idea of getting familiar in the sense that things don't feel to have caring, to have warmth, to have respect, to have some openness, doesn't feel like anything special or extraordinary. Getting familiar is maybe a way in which we can make it with practice. We can make it just the usual way, a common way of showing up. And then we might just, as a little thought experiment, imagine how our lives will unfold if caring for ourselves, having a warm-hearted stance towards ourselves, even though we make mistakes, even though we might have a few little rough edges here and there, how would your life unfold if care for yourself, warmth for yourself, was just common and ordinary? How would your relationships unfold if you just routinely showed up with a warm-heartedness, care, and respect? How would our whole communities behave or be, right? If the more that this became more ordinary. So practice as getting familiar. So something to think about as we start to practice loving kindness. which maybe with that as an introduction, we'll turn towards just doing some practice, getting familiar with loving kindness. So taking an upright posture, a posture that has ease and care, and also expresses your intention to be attentive, to meditate, to be with your experience. We can just check in with the body in general. A certain way of arriving, getting connected to the felt experience of the moment. Check in with those areas of the body that often have tension. It's maybe around the eyes and the jaw. The shoulders. The belly. And hands. It might be that just bringing our attention to these different areas of the body is a way in which there might be a little more ease. Maybe not, too. Maybe just bringing attention doesn't bring more ease, but can we be easeful about not having ease? Can our relationship to that be easeful? And then to check in with the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the chest or abdomen. Becoming familiar with an in-breath. And of course, becoming familiar with an out-breath. And the transitions between the in-breaths and out-breaths. What do they feel like? And if the mind wanders away, maybe I shouldn't say if, when the mind wanders away, just simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. It might be that with an exhale, there's a little more letting go or relaxation. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy, to bring to mind a lovable being, whether that's an imaginary kitten, puppy, baby, or someone you know. Some people like to use coaches, mentors, teachers, leaders, people that have had a real positive impact on their lives. Some people like to use someone they know. Whomever you're using as the lovable being, it's really helpful if you have an uncomplicated relationship with them. And to bring them to mind, maybe having an image how this person is in your mind, how this being is. And notice if there's any inner smile or some shift in the body when you bring to mind the lovable being. It might be really subtle. It might not be subtle also. It's perfectly fine if there doesn't seem like there's any shift or change, perfectly fine. And to support our cultivating loving kindness, you can say the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. What would it mean for you to get familiar with your intention of being warm-hearted towards this being, sending care and respect? What is the experience of having that intention . Or what is the experience of actually radiating loving kindness towards this lovable being? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sometimes it's helpful to spend a little effort to refresh the image of the lovable being. And feel the connection, become familiar with the connection. And then can we expand this loving kindness to include ourselves? Bring into mind an image of yourself, or maybe the felt experience of being here right now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it be like to become familiar with caring for yourself, having warmth for yourself? And then to expand our loving kindness to include somebody we don't know, a neutral person. Maybe somebody on this Zoom call, or somebody that perhaps we see in the neighborhood on occasion. Our lives and the lives of others can unfold differently if we have a sense of warmth towards even people we don't know. A sense of openness. If you can, bring to mind this person that you don't know, a neutral person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we can do some equanimity practice. To help us stay balanced with our loving kindness practice. And for this, you can bring to mind somebody that you care about. But maybe he's a little bit irksome, bothersome sometimes. They're not the most difficult person you know. Somebody who's mildly irritating sometimes. And bring into mind this person. We can say this phrase. I wish you happiness and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then for the last portion of this meditation, what feels like would be the right practice for you to do now? Continue with equanimity practice, to do some loving kindness practice for others or for yourself. Maybe to do some mindfulness practice. What feels like would be the most supportive practice right now? Getting familiar practice. Getting familiar. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes So one thing about this idea of practice as getting familiar, there's so much of a less of an emphasis that we have to get somewhere, or that it has to look like a particular way, or have to change things. It's more just getting in tune with, in this case, a loving kindness practice, that, if we want to use this word, that part of ourselves that is already caring and warm. So this just tuning into, aligning with, is a way of practice, as opposed to sometimes we have this idea it might be a self-improvement project or something like that. It's an alternative to that kind of thinking. So it can be helpful to talk about some of these ideas with others. So I'm going to put you into some breakout rooms. And an opportunity to explore this idea of practice as getting familiar, and or to describe how that meditation was for you. And it can be helpful if during these breakout groups, if you don't say absolutely everything there is to say, instead just say one or two points and then allow it to go to the next person. And then they just say one or two points, and then it goes to the next person. And then it comes back around. So in this way, these are not ordinary conversations where there's a lot of going back and forth, and which certainly has value and is pleasant and is a worthwhile thing to do. But here we're doing something a little bit different. We're exploring the practice together, or maybe coming to the edge of our own understanding. And we're allowing ourselves to be influenced by others, like something that maybe they have some wisdom about getting familiar, or some wisdom about loving kindness. So it's less about storytelling, and it's more about a listening practice and maybe a discovering for ourselves something new. So that you'll be in groups of three or four, and we'll meet for 13 minutes. And let's go, we'll use the person who has the least number of characters in their screen name. So if you can count how many characters you have, and we'll say that a space is a character. So they can go first, and so you can go in numerical order by the number of characters in your screen name. Okay, great. Thank you, and have fun. Okay, so welcome back, welcome back. Would anybody like to make a comment or share how that was, what it was like in the small group? Or
well, I just felt a real connection that it's a very small world, because even though I thought that you're in California, we were all in cold weather places, New York, Boston, Canada. So it's a small world.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Nice. It's a small world. So you guys, I didn't appreciate that there was enough of you over there on the East Coast, and Zoom just put you into the same groups. So I love it.
I guess. Yeah. Well, it's a group that could talk about cold weather.
Yeah. We can talk about it in California. We just define it differently.
Okay.
Yes,
50. For you, it's like 79 is cold, right?
69.
Okay. And for us, 69 is a heat wave, you know? So it's all relative. Anyway, sorry.
Thank you, Rebecca.
We don't even know what 69 is in Canada. We're Celsius.
69, you do not want to know what 69 is. That's awful. I mean, it's so for that. Yeah. Yes, Abraham, I see you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you. I
I was really struck. I came in kind of late, and you were in the middle of saying something about how simple it can be to have happiness, to have joy or love, that it doesn't have to be tremendous self-love. How about just appreciating yourself simply? And I just really appreciated that. I thought that was a really nice, simple way of not making yourself a project.
Not ourselves a project. Thank you, Abraham. It's easy to do, right? So often we feel like we want to make ourselves, or should, or need to, or we're getting that message somehow. But yeah, do not do that. Thank you, Abraham.
Yeah, our group seemed to, well, almost agree that doing the equanimity part of the practice was very valuable and new to us. So it's a wonderful thing to incorporate into our practice, and we were grateful. I'm quoting, but I was grateful, let's put it that way, for the introduction of that.
Yeah. Who couldn't use a little more equanimity? Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Trudy. Thank you. Jesse.
Yes. I wanted to say sort of what Abraham was saying about the just sort of getting out of your own way, and it's already there. That feeling is so, that really takes the project out of it, for sure. The fact that it's already there, and I just need to notice that. And I also wanted to say thank you for facilitating these evenings. They're so pleasant. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. My pleasure. Okay, well, this thing happens where the clock keeps on progressing, and now here we are. If you're on this side of the continent, it's 7 p.m. If you're on the colder side, it's later. I guess it's cold up north, too, so maybe it's in some cold areas, too. So it's just lovely to practice with you all. It's really a wonderful thing. So we can unmute ourselves and maybe say goodbye all together. So goodbye, and thank you.
Stay warm.
Bye, Canada.
Bye, U.S.
Bye, U.S.
Bye, U.S.
Bye, Canada.
New York's a hell of a town.
How many Canadians are we? Hands up.
No.
And we missed one. Kim's gone already.
She's gone. Yeah.
Are you Canadian? Where are you from?
I'm in Vancouver.
Oh, cool. And you, Jesse?
Is this a Canada group?
You too, Jesse?
Jesse, yeah. Where are you from?
Let's meet up.
Jesse, where are you from?
Vancouver in Kitsilano area.
Oh my God, Vancouver is so overrepresented.
And where are you?
Where are you, Abraham?
I was born in Manitoba, lived in Toronto for 30 years, and I live in Palo.